Hi, hello, how you doing? Trust that you're doing very fine. Trust that you're doing very okay. Alright, so I want to celebrate God for how far God has been with you since the beginning of this year, 2023, till now, and how far God is going to take you in the next year, 2024. And I also want to celebrate God sincerely for making you a quality relationship for me, for my growth, and also for the manifestation of God's purpose for our lives. Alright, so by the special grace of God, I've been able to take a look at your plan, and I want to celebrate God for what God is set to do in your life in the coming year. So from experience, I just want to share about 7 points that I feel can be able to help you strategically and powerfully in the coming year for you to achieve all your plans and even beyond. Because at times, at the quarter or probably half of the year, you might be done. God can grant you so much speed that you're even done with everything you want to achieve for the year, and then you now look forward to replanning or reinventing new plans for the year. So I want to believe that you can be able to find yourself in that spirit. So I just want to share 7 things practically that I know that can help. Now, first off, having gone through your plan, and I must have approved it for you to be having this podcast, means I've approved your plan. Alright, so the first thing I want you to do is to submit that plan to God. Take out time before the end of this year to submit those plans to God. I'm sure you must have them written already. Maybe you have them in an e-copy, or probably in your notepad, your physical notepad. So just submit those plans to God. Commit those plans to God. The Bible says in Proverbs 3 that we should commit our ways unto the Lord and let Him direct. So we not lean on our own understanding. We understanding that God is the source. So submit those plans to Him. So that's the first thing you do. Number two is you document all the plans and strategies. For many of you that submitted plans to me, I did say that I did ask some questions I feel would bring strategy plans for you. So both what you sent to me, what I asked as a question, and also to the things you answered back, please document everything and send them to me in a Word document before the end of this year, so that I can also have your plan in my hand, and so that oftentimes as the Holy Spirit leads, I can go through your plan and ask you where you have been able to get to, your present limitations, and so on and so forth. So those plans you sent to me on WhatsApp, I want you to document everything with the questions I asked, with your responses and everything, in a very orderly fashion, and send them back to me in a Word document or in a PDF document before the end of the year, so that I can have a digital plan. Also, I want you to, or as you enter into the year, one of a few things that can help you to achieve your plan, I said number one is to submit your plan to God. Number two is to document everything so that you even have them and I also have them, right? And so that you are not scattered, you know. Then number three would be set monthly and weekly targets to help you achieve your plans. Now, some of you said probably you want to go to school. Some of you said you want to start a business. Now, set monthly and weekly targets, things you need to do. Some of you say, I want to learn new skills. Some say a whole lot of things. So set monthly and weekly targets. And these are things you will be doing every day. I believe that people's plans are what they live every day. Right? So set monthly and weekly targets of how you want to achieve your plan, the steps you want to take. So if you say you want to learn a new skill, so a monthly target could be you want to devote 10 hours in a month to that new skill, or you want to devote 1 hour per day to that skill, to learning that skill, right? Or you want to probably finance a project. You want to say the amount of money you want to be saving up, you know. So set a monthly and weekly target to help you achieve your plan. Now, when you're setting a monthly and weekly target, there are 4 principles that work for me personally. Be innovative with those things, with those targets, with those strategies. Be innovative with it, because we are in the age where innovation is a drive. So be innovative with it, be creative with it, be creative with those targets that you want to help achieve your plans. Be relational. Relational means always know that you can't achieve everything on your own. So while you're trying to bring that plan, you might want to involve people that you know can help you achieve those plans. So you want to factor that into your target, into your monthly and daily set goals target to be able to, and then also make research. Everything, every plan you have, there are documents, there are articles, there are things out there on the social media space that you can read up, research on, that can help you. So if you probably say mentally you want to work on a particular character, you can go online. You probably notice that there's a deficiency of self-confidence out of you. You want to build your confidence, one of your plans for the year, you know. So you want to set a monthly and weekly target by saying that, okay, every day you want to read an article on Google that can help you know the required knowledge you need to know so that you can boost your self-confidence, you know. So you're doing a research, you know. So be innovative, be creative, be relational, and conduct research. Also, number four is you will need to maintain a high level of focus and discipline in the face of distractions and laziness. Now, as you're going through the year, distractions are going to come. Distractions from family, distractions from your work, distractions from everywhere to distract you from your plan for the year. It's going to come. You cannot avoid it. So, but you need to maintain high level focus. You need to maintain high level focus so that you don't miss out on the plans you've set for the year. And then you also need to maintain high level discipline, because laziness, comfort, a whole lot of things will also come by you that will not want you to achieve those plans. That's why you need to bring in your A game when it comes to discipline. So maintain focus and discipline in the face of distractions and laziness. And then number five would be get set for challenges. Now, challenges we always set in. Economical challenges, physical challenges, spiritual challenges, financial challenges, family challenges. Challenges will always come to make you, to move you off balance for you trying to achieve your plan. So take for instance, you want to achieve a plan and then this health challenge comes to you, and then all the money you've saved up for a business, you just have to use it to finance that. Now those challenges will come, they are bound. Challenges will always come with life, it's daily. So get set for challenges. Get set that when those challenges come, even though it knocks you off, you knock yourself back up, you know. So you must always get set for challenges. One thing I do is I know that the road is never going to be smooth. So when you're putting your head into it, I'm not putting my head knowing that everything is going to be smooth. I'm putting my head ready for the failures that will come and ready for the successes I will record. So that's it. And then number six will be pray always about your plans. Pray always about your plans. You see, the source of fulfillment, the source of success still remains Jesus. Irrespective of your intelligence, irrespective of your anything, it will still always remain as Jesus. So make sure that every time as you are going through your plans, you are planning, you're strategizing, you're doing, make sure you're always praying. Make sure you're always praying. Start with prayer, maintain with prayer, end with prayer. Very important. So pray always about your plan. And then lastly would be maintain a high level of communication with your accountability partner, which will be me in this focus, and then maybe other friends that you have that, you know, you probably share things together, and the people that you have around you that refire you. Maintain level of communication with them, because if the only voice you are listening to is your voice, the time when you don't have the strength for your voice anymore, the voice of others will help you. So you need to maintain high level of communication with your accountability partner. For this year, I'm going to be accountability partner to everyone that has sent me their plans, to all my mentees around there. So I will need us to maintain high level communication so that we can be able to achieve all the things we need to achieve. So I believe that with these seven things being in our hearts, in our hands, and in our minds, I believe that it will help us to be able to drive those plans to a fulfilled state. And that's my prayer, and that's my hope, that 2024 is going to be much better than 2023, because all the plans and even much more, God is going to help us to achieve in the mighty name of Jesus. So I remain my humble self, Moses Oluwatoba, and I'll always be here for you anytime to catch up, anytime to grow together, anytime for us to refire ourselves, refuel ourselves, so that we can become much better and live in the reality of what God has ordained for our lives. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.